For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, new head coach of Houston Christian. Yes, because my man Craig Doty, you see him on Twitter doing his thing out there, folks. Coach Doty, good to talk to you, man. How's things down there in H-Town?
Man, everything's great. The food is incredible. We have this amazing Christian Serene campus here, and then literally about 1/10 of a mile that way is I-10. So you got one of the busiest highways in the United States. So you can get whatever speed you want in Houston. You can relax and chill. You can level up a notch and you can level up 10 notches if that's really your thing. So, at 38 years old, and we just talked about ages before we got in the show here. We're both at a little maybe different stage of life than we would when we want to level up too high. But the opportunities for our, my wife and I, for children and everything. You know, we're just excited to be here in Houston and grow our family, both our my wife's and I's family, but also the Houston Christian family as well.
100%, Coach, man. Let me ask you this, man. For you, you've been a head coach at different levels your whole career, man, and then you're at the D1 level, man. Talk about your grind from starting at junior college to NAIA to D2, and then you're here at D1. Talk about your grind and your passion for coaching and helping out young men and leading young men.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We coached junior college for a few years. We won two D3 JUCO national championships at Rock Valley College in the Chicagoland area, Rockford, Illinois. And then went NAI. So everything was grassroots for me. My dad's a farmer. If I wanted to level up on everybody else, I would have been a farmer. Okay. He already had, he has the machinery. He's got the land. He's got, you know, people want to get in that and they can't get into it. I got into coaching and I didn't play division when I played NAI. So, you know, with that's like life university, you know, kind of, you know, out in your guys' area. But, you know, we grew it from junior college, again, a couple of natties to NAI. We won a national championship in 2018 to Division II at Emporia State after that. So we made a national tournament. All programs that we inherited were either last in the conference or region or one of the worst funded that there is at the whole level. So we grew three programs, and now we got the job at Houston Christian. And this is project number four. We're kind of like acquisition entrepreneurs. We go in and we, what we do is, you know, if you're in the business of buying companies, you don't buy a company that's performing at peak level because you're going to pay top dollar for it. And then you're already at its apex. We try to find companies, or in our case, programs that we feel are not at the level that it could be. And there's assets there. And for us at Houston Christian, there are so many of them. And we're excited to get this thing off the ground, you know, just kind of instill a new energy, focus, and expectation level here and get this thing rolling.
100%. You know, you're in Houston, one of the biggest cities in our country here. A lot of things going on, a lot of things, networking and entrepreneurial activities, also helping young men get internships for life after basketball. Because how much was it the town of Houston that really stood out to you and say, hey, it's a good place. We can really build here, bring people to a great city, help them get networking opportunities, help them get more engaged with internships so they can help these young men after the ball stops bouncing. Unfortunately for all of us, the ball does stop bouncing at some point.
Yeah, I mean, the city is a lot with this. Now, at Graceland, we are at a private, faith-based liberal arts school in a town of 2,300, Lamoni, Iowa. And that was a major challenge. We ended up getting it done. But, you know, moving to the Division I level, Houston Christian being a private, faith-based liberal arts institution, one of the biggest assets was the city. And of course, as you had mentioned, the big picture on this whole deal is how do we develop future husbands and fathers and community members and professionals outside of basketball. You know, in a perfect world, our guys can go overseas and play till 30, 35 years old. They still have 40 years left to come back and contribute to society from a professional working standpoint outside of basketball. So the whole goal for what we do, no matter what stage of walk everybody's in, because everybody's journey will be a little different. All right. Some of the student athletes you get in the program will need a father figure. Others have incredible parents. They don't need a father figure, but they need a mentor. Everybody needs somebody to motivate and push them and help them and make them think bigger, make them think outside the box. And you know, so our job is to be here for our student athletes' needs. And again, those needs are a little different on a player by player basis, but ultimately, you get a degree, you go overseas, you make some money for a little bit. Eventually, you'll come back, and hopefully, the network that you've established from playing in our program and coming to our university at Houston Christian, hopefully, the life lessons that have been learned through the game, hopefully, that has all prepared our student athletes to be very successful in the game of life.
And coach, you know, for you trying to build this roster out of. How's it been to dabble into the portal, trying to tap into your JUCO ties as well, finding high flight D2 players and trying to find the right fits for Houston Christian and what you want to build? So how has that process been going to that portal and going to your staff, trying to find the right young men to start off this Husky journey with you?
Yes, I mean, I don't think – I think it would be hard-pressed to find a team that did the transfer portal better than we did at our Division II school in Emporia State. We built our entire roster, our entire national tournament team on Portal Kids. And so we're continuing that now. And it's obviously a challenge. It's a challenge everywhere, but even more so now with NIL. We don't have a collective, so we're bringing student athletes in, certainly full scholarships, cost of attendance, and other things like that. But, you know, there are other schools that are given between, you know, $30,000 and $1 million a year at the Division I level for student athletes. So, you know, for us, it's how can we compete in the Southland Conference? You know, even though we may be a little more restricted in terms of collective, in terms of those things, there are other things we can bring to the table that in terms of opportunity, in terms of growth, in terms of having a private Christian university and connecting with people who value that and who value getting a private education and for free and housing and comfortability in the city of Houston. And there's so many positive things that we can still sell. So it's a major challenge. But this is what we do. We take over programs that need to be turned around. We have 13 scholarships when we came here. Everybody was in the portal. A lot of them were in the portal. They all got in there on their own before we even got the job. There was a gap between when the former coach had resigned and then when I came in. And everybody was in there. We ended up keeping two guys after re-recruiting them. And we've got four commitments too, so we have seven more to go. And you're building the whole roster from scratch. We need starters, we need backups, and everything in between. So, you know, we're bringing in everybody who has starter capability, and we'll let them all battle it out.
And how cool is it now, Coach Doty, that back when we played, it was October 15th. It was the magic day to practice. They can do it in the summertime, two sessions, get it 4 hours a week. Then fall and August comes, then after Christmas practice now. So talk about since we're the first year, new roster, have an opportunity to build in chemistry, build those bonds, build that rapport. So when things get tough in the year, they have a connection, not just trying to figure out on the fly as much.
Yeah, I mean, the exposure you get to your student athletes today is next level. And your goal is actually not to wear them out along the process, just because there's so much court time that they get that you don't want it to be November and December and have it feel like it's March in terms of the bodies being wore and they're just sick of hearing your voice barking at them. So we try to really utilize all of our staff. We try to, you know, bring a relationship-based approach to it, and we try to make it more than just about basketball. And, you know, with our, you know, Division I level, you get a, you know, every level you just see a little more resourcing put into play, you know, here. And, of course, there's levels within the levels, right? There's Division I, but there's low to mid, there's mid, and then there's high major, power six. You know, we're a low to mid school. So, you know, for us, having a nutrition station, having our own dedicated, nutrition coach, having a strength coach, having the budgets that we have, they're substantial, and we can provide great opportunities. So the student athlete doesn't just hear our voice when we're with them, you know, whereas in junior college, we're running our, you know, they saw Coach Doty and our whole staff at the weight session. They, you know, we were ordering the food. We were their nutritionists. We were running practices. We were at study halls. We did everything here. There's so many more resources and people that you can put into place that hopefully, you know, it's kind of like your dad, all of our parents, right? They you hear the same voice all the time, and all of a sudden they don't know what they're talking about, right? But when somebody else says the same thing dad says, you know, this is growing up, of course. Somebody else says the same thing that your dad says, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, dad knows what he's talking about now. And I think the human psychology aspect of hearing multiple voices and getting hit from many different directions on things that can help advance student athletes is very beneficial. We certainly have that here.
100%, Coach. And, you know, and how cool is it to be in Texas where it's so many good players there? Because pretty much being in Texas is find what you need. If you want to go to Louisiana, you can. You can go, you know, go towards Georgia if you want to fly out here and find out players. So it's about being there, but being in Texas, man, to find good players. Because everybody can't go to the Power Five in Texas. You got to find some other guys too. You got to go somewhere. So how cool is that opportunity to kind of use that state, all the deep talent you have in that state for basketball, and try to bring it to Houston Christian?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the main assets here for sure is the city and the whole state. You know, Texas is – everybody in Texas loves being from Texas. And Texas is so many different things, right? I mean, you get out western Texas, it's rural. You got tumbleweeds blowing through. You got oil. You get to this triangle of Dallas on down to Houston to San Antonio and up, and that heavily populated area, which makes up 90% of the population of Texas, is certainly different within just – you know, 45 minutes from here is Galveston, and you got a whole different culture there. You know, Houston's a melting pot of cultures and races. And it's amazing. It's amazing because so many different people come together, and it's just, it's what we try to do within our basketball program. People come from different socioeconomic backgrounds and different upbringings, and whether it be from the city, the suburbs, or a rural area, and they all come together. And I kind of feel Houston's the same way. With that being said, you know, we want to be student athletes, second school, not their first school. Okay. We're not trying to roll out 18, 19 year olds against 22 year olds in this league. So we're not looking for a bunch of freshmen, but our goal is to build relationships in the city with high school coaches, you know, with John Lucas and the AAU crews that are down here, and the professional groups connected with the Rockets. Build those relationships, because those are things that we can tap into when a kid hits the portal. Because at this rate, what is it, 75% of kids going to hit the portal at some point in their career, and they're going to be available again. And we want to be their second school. We can be their third school. JR, it's all good, man. So we can get rolling with it. And for us, we got to be as old as we possibly can to compete in this league. And but the city's a huge asset for that, because a lot of kids from Houston, a lot of kids from Texas, they'll go off someplace. And when they portal, where do they want to go? They want to come back home.
100%. And, you know, talk about the conference, Coach Doty, as you start to kind of look at the teams you have, as you have the ability to size the roster, the coaches in that league, man. Talk about that, man, and how – fun of being a league with so many great coaches and so many different programs with a great tradition, and then now you're a part of it now.
Yeah, I mean, I think Will Wade changed everything at McNeese when he went there, you know, former LSU coach and BCU coach, and you know, Will's an early one to get a collective and bring in a substantial amount of money through, you know, for NIL, and now you've seen a lot of coaches and universities follow in that trend. Question is, you know, at this level, at least in the Southland. So for us, we're competing against that, and we're going to embrace that as we continue to also be proactive and grow for the future, and put together a plan and a mission with our athletic director and president, so we can be as competitive as possible. So year one is no excuses. Get the best players possible that we can put together into the best team possible, so we can compete at the Southland level. And then we continue to grow and adapt and evolve from there. So the league's rock solid. It continues to grow with young and talented coaches who are growing their programs. And we feel like our staff, you know, kind of fits that mold too. And we look forward to competing on a nightly basis.
Hey, Coach, for Doty, for you, man, how y'all go about trying to do a schedule? I know a lot of people may want to play you right now because they think that you're an easy win. So how do you kind of determine that kind of schedule, to not doing too hard for the team, knowing you have to raise money as well, but guarantee games and buy games? So how do you kind of balance those two things, trying to test your team versus not doing too much, knowing you have to kind of help raise money for the school with those buy games?
Yeah, Jerry, you seem to have a firm understanding of how this works, which is great. So there's a number we have to reach, which is middle of the row in the Southland. A lot of these teams have to raise a certain amount of money. We only have to play three or four of those buy games versus Power Fives. If we want excess money, we certainly can play additional, and then they can go into facilities or into budgets, you know, to provide more for our student athletes. So there's always more we can do as well. We currently have Texas A&M and Creighton on the schedule for next year. We'll pick up one more. We get reached out to by Power Fives all the time. So the goal, we inherited the team that was 357 out of 362 in the net, which is the college basketball ultimate rating. So everybody wants to play us. Schedule has never been easier. However, we're hoping to create a problem with that in the future, where it certainly isn't as easy to get games. But right now, boy, I get whatever game I want pretty much, and that's not a bad thing, at least in year one.
Yeah, enjoy it while you can, Coach. I know you're going to turn it around and you're going to make it just harder and harder and harder. Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, let me ask his brother, for you, man, you know, as being in Houston, man, how cool is it? Being there's a lot of sports people in Houston. So who's been the coolest person in Houston to kind of reach out to you in the sports scene that we would know that it's really, really been fun to kind of get to know as you touch down in H-Town, man?
Yeah, I mean, to pinpoint one person wouldn't do justice to it. There are so many people and calls, and my office door right over here. It continues to come in, just random people from the city connected with, whether it be at the high school scene, the AAU scene, whether even be connected at the professional scene. So we're very fortunate to be in the location we are. and just taking the phone calls that we have of support. And you know, the biggest thing is trying to balance out. Is right now you have to recruit. We have to be flying guys in. We have to be doing official visits. But then once we get this roster set up, really diving out into this community in July and August, whether that be running free coaching clinics and just getting people to come here, outreach and external operations. There's so many things that we're going to get into for a relationship standpoint that not only can help tap into the city and the talent that's here, but also to have an external reach to get fans in the stands. You know, we don't have a huge facility and we embrace that. We think it should be one of the best home court advantages in the country, to be honest. So, you know, we're a Christian university. Why are we not getting out into youth groups and having a different youth group come in forever? You know, whether we have 12 or 15 home games, we have a different youth group coming, and the loudest one then gets to come back on senior night. So, you know, cause you know, 100 crazy fans in a place that holds 1,000 people can change the whole culture of the game, you know? So, you know, our goal is to pack it out. We're going to do these things. You know, we're talking about having a concert right outside of the facility and have a band playing and rotate different bands in before home games an hour before. So just get everybody from campus to come over here, get some food trucks out there and we get everybody in and they're enjoying the music. And then they flow right into to tip off for us. We're talking about having the Howlin' Husky Club where, you know, everybody who comes in, they scan in and you have different student organizations and other sports teams. And there's a competition to see who can have the most attendance and whoever gets a big trophy at the end of the year. And they're, you know, they you know, sign them up for a raffle for a 75-inch TV. We got a lot of different ideas. We're going to be moving this forward. You can build a program and win, and over a couple of years, people start coming, or you can go out and get them to come in because, you know, you're having halftime entertainment, which is drawing fans. You're having, you know, everything from pregame national anthem, the color guard, everything. So we're a no stone unturned staff, and we're going to come in and we're going to do absolutely everything in our power to put the program on the map and to build excitement around it.
Coach, you sound like me, grassroots, man. That's how I built the Boss Man Show, doing different things like you talked about. So, Coach, trust me, we had that same mindset about the grassroots and build things out. You can get the word out to people about what we're trying to do and build. So, Coach, be you had that same mindset, my brother. It's great to hear that, because I'm the same kind of stuff.
Hey, it's the 04 high school grad thing, man. That's what we got going on. It must be the class year.
100% the best classes ever, man. And, Coach, but one last one for you, man, is, talk about the food in Houston, man. And I've been there many a times, man, when it comes to playing the Rockets, man. So talk about some food places you've been to, how cool has it been, the diversity of the food, man, and how you're trying to keep yourself tight and not get too much weight on you.
I was just going to say that. So I've gained 10 pounds since being – we did 7 official visits over a course of 8 days. And so kids are coming in. We're flying one out in the morning. Next one's coming in. You know, when we drop one group off, the next group's coming in. Then another one comes in at night, and then continue that process. And we're wining and dining, guys. You know, we got to show them the food scene here. So we're going to the Galleria area a lot, and we're eating some of the best cuisine around. And Joey Uptown is a personal favorite of mine, which is incredible. There's some soul food right down the road here. And you go rolling in there, it's Cajun, it's seafood broil, so you're going to get your corn, you're going to get, they call it crack sauce. I don't know what's in it, but I think what they mean by it is it's very addictive, and it is. It's incredible. You get the jasmine rice with the crawfish in it. I'm telling you, it's the corn on the cob with the Cajun. In fact, I mean, it's Lotus Seafood is what it's called. I'm getting hungry right now. When we get on the show, I might go over there. But I got to watch myself. There's so much food here. Every ethnicity too, and they all bring their A game, because if they don't bring their A game, you're not going to last in Houston because the food's too good. So it's competition's a good thing in this country. That's anytime, it's even the food, there's a food truck village out here where you got some of the best food trucks around, and it's like, you know, you have gourmet chefs inside these spots whipping you up the best cuisine. My lead assistant Evan Lavery, like, I don't know if he ever goes in a restaurant, he just goes to the food truck park and tries a new one. There's like 40 of them right there, and it's a great restaurant scene, but it's a dangerous restaurant scene, as you mentioned. So we're gonna have to make sure we're getting on the elliptical and moving a little bit too.
Coach, I make sure I do my 4 miles in the morning walk, my 4 miles in the afternoon, Coach. I make sure that's how I keep myself straight, and make outdoor. I love the Atlanta food scene too, man. So when I'm on the road, I make sure I get my walks in, because it's what keeps me myself, man. I don't want to all the way to go, Coach.
I love it. I love it, man. Now you already know the game. You got to keep moving for sure. And when your calorie count starts getting up in the extra thousands, just because the food's so good, you got to move even more. So
you got there right. Hey, Coach, that health app on the iPhone helps a lot to keep you motivated. Coach, that health app on the iPhone keeps you going.
It keeps everything's tracked today, man. You got everything going. We're all almost AI in ourselves. We got the watches. We got everything. It we'll know if our steps are low because if we're sitting too long too, our watch will tell us to stand up and get moving. So it's not a bad thing, man. We got to embrace some of that stuff for sure.
No doubt, Kobe. Coach Doty, it's been fun having you on the show, man. Do this again real soon. I hope to see you during the live period. If you're coming to the Rock Hill, Lake Point, or the PJ, I'll be there, man. Hope to catch them when the Hawks play the Rockets. I mean, Houston, hoping you have a home game. Like, come see what you got going. So, man, I'm glad to connect with your coach and look forward to being around your team, man, and helping you put the platform going forward, coach. I love what you do, man. You're a winner like me, and we must be the 0-4 class, brother.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. If you get over here to Houston for Rockets game, let me know. I'll take you out for dinner. And then, of course, let's go Atlanta Braves. I've been a Braves fan since 1990. My aunt and uncle live in Atlanta, and I grew up watching them on TBS. And I know we've lost two straight, but we're still one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. Acuna hasn't even gotten started yet. We're still rolling. And guess what? He didn't forget how to play baseball. Okay. We're going to be just fine. So all your folks out there in Atlanta, man, stay, keep going out to the Battery, keep going out to Truist, and I'll see you out there. I go out once a year anyway. So
yeah, we'll do that for real. Coach, you know, it's funny, coach. It's till our age. Remember, in 705 was the Fresh Prince. In 735 was Braves Baseball.
You already know, man. I love it. I love it, man. I appreciate you, Jared. Thanks for having me on, man.
Thanks, coach. It was fun, brother.
All right, take care.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports. Music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them.
Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.